Never mind that shit. Here comes Mungo.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Side note, sorry folks. Did a little called a Mr. Mime breeder, Mr. Mime. I named it Ash's dad. It will be ready for battle pretty soon.
That is a stupid Pokemon to bring to battle.
I know.
That's perfect.
I just want to show it says Ash's dad or Ash's father, whatever.
So you wasn't going to go into a Pokemon battle down one Pokemon just show off Ash's dad?
Oh yeah. I'm about to bring in a mad powerhouse.
Why don't you say Mr. Ketchum?
I guess so.
Keep the Mr. Just make Ketchum.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're welcome.
What you do?
Why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
Oh, welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. The year is 2016. Ain't no need of us introducing ourselves. You already know who it is, and you will know once we get to talking. So,
hello, folks.
Oh, Jesus.
Had to.
The year is 2016. In July, the first week of July of 2016, Pokemon Go was released, seemingly satisfying all Pokemon trainers' goals of having a real-life Pokemon game that you can play outside of a DS or a Game Boy or something related to Nintendo.
Yeah.
But the same year that that happens, us 90s babies might also have a reason to rejoice, because this might finally be the year Ash wins League outside of the Orange Islands.
Glorious! No, I won't give in! I won't give in till I'm victorious! And I will defend! I will defend!
For all of you that have not been keeping up or have not even been just checking in every now and again, yes, Pokemon the anime is still going on.
Glorious.
Yes, Ash is still chasing after that elusive League title.
Glorious.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, Pikachu has not evolved.
Glorious.
Yes, Team Rocket is still chasing after them.
Glorious.
Although, in the Unova region, Team Rocket was something fierce to be taken seriously.
Oh, absolutely.
They were something to be taken serious back then, and now they're back to their comedy relief.
Yeah, had a nice run. Still got a crush on Jesse, though.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Uh-huh. Especially when she's in her bikinis.
Lord Jesus.
Glorious.
I remember that episode very thoroughly.
Which one?
The bikini one. Where her.
Which
and,
one?
Oh, the one I was banned.
Glorious.
The one. Apparently, James.
Oh, when James had fake boobs?
Bigger than Misty's. Mm-hmm. When Lisa was like, whoa, okay. So, yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, all that stuff is still relatively the same. How do I want to talk about this? Okay, well, let's start off like this.
Well, I'm going to start off something real quick. Something real simple. I guess we all been wanting the same thing. How old is Ash? We could say that, okay, he started at 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
left Pallet Town,
mm-hmm.
got his first Pikachu,
mm-hmm.
and it's been...
it's been 18 years.
And he's what? Now they're claiming that he's 12? Excuse me, 12?
He's aged a bit.
So it takes him almost 24 years just to turn...
Well, think about it. He kind of ran through the... which league was it?
What,
Hoenn, he kind of ran through.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, It wasn't really much. I mean, it really wasn't much more cancel, they could do.
I was like, okay, cancel, he ran through, because that only took like 86 episodes.
Yeah.
Then, of course, right after that, it was Indigo. He had Orange Islands in between that and Johto. Johto, that took a little while longer.
Mm-hmm.
Hoenn, he ran through. Then he had the Battle Pyramid.
Yeah.
Then he had Sinnoh. That's probably where he turned 11, if you want to be realistic.
Yeah.
Because that one took longer. And that was probably the one time he actually could have won the league if they didn't have Action Replay Tobias.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Arguably his best, arguably Pokemon's best region.
Oh, okay. So they're saying here that he's supposedly be 16. That's what they're claiming. He's supposed to be 16 years old.
What side are you reading that off of?
Seto Shipedia.
Ash.
Some Japanese.
Oh, Ash website. Wikipedia.
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
But anyway, yeah, he's somewhere in that 12 to 14 range now.
Legit. Yeah, it's crazy. I think I like him better when he was 10.
I didn't.
I liked him better. He wasn't as annoying as he was with the Hoenn region. The Sinnoh, I could tolerate him. But the Hoenn, he was just absolutely annoying.
You haven't watched the Unova region then?
I have not.
Yeah. Every bit of character development he had in the Sinnoh region, out the window.
Oh, wow.
Out the window. Matter of fact, the Unova region, when he was in that black and white Best Wishes series, that entire thing, stripped everything from Ash that he developed in Sinnoh, and he became nothing more than... He became what he was in when Pokemon first started.
Oh, shoot. I'm glad they did
going into a battle against an Electro-type gym leader with only a Palpitoad. And then when that Palpitoad got defeated, it had to go run back out to get another Pokemon. Then when that Pokemon got defeated, Pikachu had to zap him just to say, like, hey, I can battle. But, yeah. So we're in the X, Y, and Z series now in Kalos.
Woo.
Ash is, of course, in the Pokemon League, and he has, wait for it, made it to the finals.
Glorious. So who's his new team now? I know he has a Greninja.
Oh, this team right here, son. Now, throughout this whole tournament thing, he's only been using the Pokemon that he's caught plus Pikachu in Unova.
Okay, that's good.
Not Unova, Kalos. So he has a Pikachu, Greninja, that undergoes a transformation. Of
yeah, that's another thing I'm going to talk about as well.
Talonflame.
Oh, wow. So his Pokemon are actually evolving. And he's not letting them go.
Hold up. Hawlucha.
Okay, he still got it. All right.
The Noibat he had evolved to Noivern.
He let it evolve? He didn't let it go?
No.
Wow.
And now to the letting go thing, he did let Gudra go, but only for it to defend its homeland.
Always something.
But Gudra came back for this league championship.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So his team right now is, yeah, Pikachu, Greninja, Talonflame, Hawlucha, Noivern, and Gudra.
That was a good team.
Good team until you run into an ice type or a fairy type.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, all them dragons and guys, shoot.
So, yeah, that team has made it to the finals with Ash, and he is going up against a trainer who is obsessed with being the best Mega Pokemon trainer of all time.
What's his name?
His name is Alon. He has a Charizard, which Mega evolves into Mega Charizard X. And wait till you hear what his team is composed of. Not only does he have that Charizard, he has a Metagross.
Oh my god!
He has a Tyranitar.
Well, damn!
He has a B-Sharp. He has a Weavile.
Holy shit!
And he has an Unfezant.
Fucking bullshit!
What?
Yeah,
the
I know.
What?
The
Unfezant.
All the
powerhouse
right.
With an Unfezant?
And then your Unfezant is like, okay.
Wow.
But yeah, that's the team that Ash has to beat.
I don't see no way of him beating that team.
Oh, I do. I could see a way, because, look, in the previews, what it had Hawlucha going up against Weavile. Pikachu had went up against Tyranitar and then Charizard.
Pikachu against Tyranitar?
Iron Tail.
Man. Oh. All right.
And judging from the reaction, you probably did beat that Tyranitar.
That don't make no sense.
How does that not make sense? We've seen Pikachu. Pikachu took out a Latios.
Yeah, that Pikachu's overpowered.
Like, come on. Really, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about? Pikachu took out a Rhydon in the first season. Pikachu, the horn.
And took out an Onix, too.
Mm-hmm. Although that one's from with help. But yeah, that's the team he's going up against. Not the toughest team he's ever faced before. I mean, once again, Action Replay Tobias, anybody. And even Brendan had a tougher team, but this could actually be the year that Ash puts it all together and comes away with a league championship. Unless Team Flair has something to say about it.
Team Flair.
So let me give you a synopsis of what just happened on the last episode of Pokemon. They're, of course, getting ready for their battle, both Ash and Alon. Lysander and some of Team Flair show up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Alon has been low-key working with
Team Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lysander,
yeah.
More particular.
He's like a... they explain some of that in, like, the games and all that. Like, he's... At first, like, people think he's a nice guy and all this, but they don't really know what his actual plan is. Like, I seen one episode where they was doing something with the Primal Groudon Kyogre's, they was trying to capture the powers or the orbs, whatever they did.
Lysander was trying to capture the power.
Yeah,
Professor Sycamore was just trying to stop it. Professor Sycamore and Steven was just trying to stop it. Which, by the way, he might be also coming back, too.
Oh, he was gone.
Hmm?
He was gone.
The champion, Steven, from Hoenn.
Oh. Oh.
Towards the end of this season. But, yeah, he's basically a little pupil underneath them. Lysander gave him the Mega Charizard song.
Yep. Charizard, I'm doing well.
But... I don't know. I really want this to be the year that Ash wins. It would be so perfect if this is the year that Ash actually wins the league championship. Because the way they're setting up the Alola region, I don't think there's going to be gems in that region.
In the game or in the show?
Both. I don't think they're going to be gems.
So what the hell are we supposed to be doing?
I don't know. But the way it's being set up, it's gonna be something similar to gems, but it's not gonna be like legit gems.
Mm.
So it's like if they're gonna go away from that and kind of go back to what they did with the Orange Islands, damn it, give Ash his win, let him have it. This is Ash's strongest regional team that he's ever compiled. Let him have this win, please. Let him have this win. As I think about it, what other regional team could you say was stronger than this
one? Yeah, you get a point, because Charizard was back and forth gone. Venusaur, I don't even know if he still
has... He doesn't have a Venusaur. He has a Bulbasaur.
Still?
Yeah, Bulbasaur hasn't evolved yet. Bulbasaur's still in Professor Oak's lab.
Okay. He had a blast?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Man, wow.
Squirtle's with the Squirtle Squad now.
Back with the Squirtle Squad?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess this is the team that's the...
And even then, that cancel team ain't shit compared to this team. Like, Charizard's the only one who probably stand up to these guys.
Wow. Well, might be his best team so far.
And plus, this will be so redeeming after the previous generation's fuck up of how he lost to a trainer with only 5 Pokemon in the... I think it was, what, the quarterfinals?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I told you, Unova was bad. Unova was bad.
Mm.
All kinds of bad.
That was Team Plasma, wasn't it?
Yeah. They didn't play a factor until after the league championships.
Mm.
It's kind of the same thing they're doing with Flair, but anywho. I just want this has to be the year.
That he wins.
Yes. I don't... This season more so than... probably with the exception of Sinnoh. He's had the most character development. He actually has a love interest, but he doesn't know it.
Like
the girl that's following him around, Serena.
Another one.
No, she actually showing that she loves him. She just hasn't told him. Yeah. Like, this ain't like Misty or the rest of them.
Ain't like
no.
That? Oh, okay.
And besides Misty, you kind of look at it more as a brother sister thing than an actual boyfriend girlfriend thing.
The fans say totally different.
Okay.
Yeah. The fans say totally different. They say it more as a love thing, man.
Okay. Well, now I wonder what the fuck they see this one as.
Mm-hmm. Right the same.
Clement's probably the best gym leader turned travel partner that he's had since Brock. But Celine wasn't all that good. Mm. Yeah, Bonnie's a nice little addition. She's like the girl version of Max, just a little bit more fun.
Oh, so it's four of them all together?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Siblings.
Huh?
Any siblings?
Yeah, Bonnie and Clement.
Gotcha.
But yeah, this season he started off, he came in with Pikachu.
He's going to always have Pikachu.
Yeah.
He's always going to have it. That's just a given. Pikachu's like the icon of Pokemon. So wherever you go, you see a damn Pikachu on a hat, a shirt, anything. I'm so sick of goddamn Pikachu, I can't even stand it no more. I released mine the other day. I was tired of looking at it.
Which one?
Just a regular one. I kept the other one with the clothes on.
Uh-huh.
I kept that one just for collection.
Well, I mean, you could have changed your collection. You could have changed the clothes on it.
I know.
Okay, just
I just kept it just because. Yeah.
You don't want to write you?
I can evolve and still have clothes on?
No.
That's
why I'm looking at you like, why did you release another one? Did you have another one?
Yeah, I got like two riot shoes already. Okay, well, yeah, I instantly involved them things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to. Yeah, I even did a side note. Sorry, folks. Did a little called a Mr. Mime breeder. Mr. Mime. I named it Ash's dad. It will be ready for battle pretty soon.
That is a stupid Pokemon to bring to battle.
I know.
That's perfect.
I just want to show it says Ash's dad or Ash's father, whatever.
So you willingly going to go into a Pokemon battle down one Pokemon just to show off Ash's dad?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm about to bring in a mad powerhouse.
Why don't you say Mr. Ketchum?
I guess so.
Keep the Mr. Just make Ketchum.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're welcome. But yeah, start off the this series. Ash, let's see, entered Kalos with Pikachu, visited Professor Sycamore. That's where he found Froakie.
Is he French? Sycamore?
Yeah.
He has Kalos, an actual...
Kalos,
yeah, I know that. He has an actual French...
not in the American dub.
Oh, he does. Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I don't pay attention that much to him.
Oh, okay.
He met Froakie there. Froakie decided to go along with him after Ash literally leaped off the prison tower to save Pikachu.
That. Yeah, I remember seeing that.
So then he had Froakie there. Let's see, go a little bit further. He caught Fletchling at, I think it was in the woods. Yeah, caught him there.
Mm.
Kept on going. He's met a couple of people by now. Then runs across a Hawlucha. Wrestles with it and catches it. Go a little bit further, finds a Goomy who's literally afraid of all fairy types, and you don't know why until further down the series.
Oh.
Like, deathly afraid. Like, Dedenne. Oh, yeah. Clement caught Dedenne and gave it to Bonnie. So Bonnie has Dedenne.
Oh.
So, like, when Dedenne came out to introduce itself to Goomy, Goomy, like, literally.
Scared of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ran away. Did not want no parts of it. Any other Pokemon type, he's cool with, but not that.
It's fair. He's a dragon. I mean,
yeah.
It's understandable.
So then sometime after that, I think I might be mixing this up, but sometime after that, Fletchling evolves into Fletchender. Froakie evolves into the Frogadier.
Boy, you got a hell of a crap rap on this one.
Let's see. Then Goomy slowly evolves into Sliggoo. No, I knew that one.
Okay.
Now I think, let's see. Gym battle. Frogadier beat Go-Goat, the grass type gym leader's last Pokemon.
Frogadier beats Go-Goat?
Yeah. Ash kind of had the victory in hand at first, but then that Go-Goat came out and started going to town on everybody.
Oh, against the grass type, against the water type?
No, I mean against the Pokemon before Frogadier came out.
He's been the Hollow Pikachu?
I think he used Hawlucha, Fletchinder, and Frogadier for that battle.
Oh, okay.
So then, right before they're about to battle Clement in the Lumio City, Sliggoo evolves into Goodra. And, let's see, yep. Go and battle that. Goodra beats Clement's Luxray. After that battle, they go into the Badlands, and Goodra has to face his fear
of fairies.
Yep, because the fairy that was tortured the ever-loving shit out of him has now an army of bug-type Pokemon with her.
Who's the fairy?
Oh, take a wild guess of who that fairy type is. The strongest fairy in Kalos. Not named Xerneas.
Florges?
Mm-hmm.
They made Florges evil? Wow. Out of all the...
Well, out of all the fairies, what other fairies you got?
Oh, well, yeah, hold on.
You got Sylveon, but... Nah.
It can't be. Nah, it's an Eevee evolution.
By the way, Serena has Sylveon.
Oh. Oh, okay. Wait, Serena. Blonde hair with the hat?
Yeah.
The annoying brother with the glasses?
No. Serena's the same height as Ash.
She has a brother, doesn't she?
No, she doesn't. No, that's Bonnie. Bonnie's a short one.
Oh, Bonnie's the short one. Oh, that's right. Bonnie's the one with the Dende.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. I just said that.
You did, yeah. No, it's just coming back to me.
Okay. But yeah, like, what other fairy type you going to use? Because there's Sylveon, the Dende, Carbink.
Carbink, no, I can't see that. It was just a movie about him with Diancie.
Mm-hmm.
Slurpuff, no, that's a joke.
So I guess Roman
I guess Florges
it is.
Wow, and what bug types he or she had with him?
A boatload of Pinsirs, Yanmegas, and Beedrills.
Oh wow.
Now hold on. The Badlands had nothing but, let's see, it had Whoopers, Quagsires, I think a couple more Goomies. And maybe one, if not two, Ludicolos. I don't think they were there, but I might be just trying to put them there.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. So then,
In
the middle of this battle, Goodra learns Ice Beam to counteract Florges' Moonblast.
Okay.
And yeah, they come to terms after Team Rocket tries to steal both Florges and the Pokemon that Florges was actually trying to protect while taking over the Badlands, which was Floette.
Oh, okay.
So then they come to terms like, okay, Goodra's gonna stay here and help protect. Okay, cool, no problem. Ash goes on down his journey. He gets a Noibat. That Noibat doesn't know how to fly.
It has wings.
Okay. Who is it? Was it? No. It is Oshawott from the previous season. Didn't know how to open his eyes underwater.
Yeah. That was just very, very... I just can't. Yeah.
The less said about Unova, the better.
Couldn't understand that.
So, what else? Let's see. What else happens? Oh, yeah. Fletchinder then evolves into Talonflame when trying to protect Ash from a Moltres.
How big is this bird in the show?
Talonflame?
Mm-hmm.
Slightly taller than Pikachu.
Oh, just slightly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, not that big. Because Pidgeot was huge, man.
Yeah, it ain't going to make... Well, I take that back. Because Staraptor was also kind of big.
Yeah, Staraptor was big.
And so was the girl on Pheasant wasn't that big. The boy on Pheasant is kind of...
Really? No.
But yeah, then Fletchinder evolves to Talonflame, protecting Ash from a Moltres. Goes into a battle with Moltres and ends up losing. Ash then does another one of those suicide dives, this time over a pit of lava. Thankfully, Frogadier was out, so it used this little Frubbles create a little chain to catch both Ash and Talonflame.
Okay, so he must go catch Talonflame?
No, the Fletchinder that he had evolved into Talonflame after it was protecting it from Moltres, an enraged Moltres.
And Moltres beat it up.
Moltres was pissed off because Team Rocket came and fucked up his habitat.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Oh, this is going to be a long podcast.
No, it's not.
What is Moltres doing way over... I thought Moltres was supposed to be on whatchamacallit island.
What? On what island?
Do you remember the movie Moltres? Or the Colonel Zapdos belongs to the...
Can you catch a Moltres in X and Y?
Hell... Oh.
So why wouldn't it make an appearance here?
Oh, it just doesn't... Oh, I guess you, so there's multiple Moltreses now?
No. The Mewtwo from the first movie ain't the same Mewtwo from Mewtwo The Legend Awakened.
No, that was stupid. What the hell? How did it come with a woman's voice? Yeah, hi, this is such a such. I'm like,
I don't trust humans.
Like, I was like, oh, no, what?
No.
I was like, what?
Right, I heard what's the voice like, and mute.
I was like, what happened to the man voice, the male voice he had, the cool voice, the 90s movie? What happened to the. Did he just gave up, didn't want to do it? I was like, okay.
I guess so.
Yeah, I also muted the whole time. Mm-hmm. He talked.
I just watched the entire movie on mute. And look, and if I wanted to understand what they were saying, I put captions on.
But the new form was sweet, though. Mm-hmm. It was what? Was that Mach speed or something like that? Or whatever that shit was. It's fast as shit. But anyway, continue what you were saying. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Moltres is over here for some reason. All right.
You didn't question it when X and Y was out, so I don't know why you're questioning it now.
I've been questioning when X and Y was out.
Okay.
I have no idea why Moses is traveling to different...
Because the show wants it to be there. There you go.
All right. Go ahead.
So then, shortly after that, yet again... yet again, Team Rocket then goes and messes with another legendary bird, this time Zapdos.
Oh, shit.
And in the middle of all this, I think, let's see, Ash only had...
Oh, wait, I think I've seen this episode.
Yeah, because he had...
They're running, like, on a mountain or whatever, Zapdos, with that annoying voice. Pikachu tried to... Or Hawlucha tried to...
He got his ass. Noibat evolves into Noivern, and then all of a sudden... By the way, that little bond that Noivern and Hawlucha got is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they start going at it. Noivern beats it, and Zapdos like, okay, fine, cool, I get it. Yeah, ain't nobody. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So then, let's see. It's about... They reach Olympia to get their 7th badge. She looks just as good as she did in the game.
What is this?
Olympia. Psychic gym leader. The black woman.
Oh.
They use psychic types.
Mm. Yeah. I think I got her picture in my head.
I got a picture on my wall. That's right.
It's a little creep, but okay.
No, I'm good. That little spandex she got on.
Mm-hmm.
Cleans up nice. In more ways than one, I mean. Can make the stains just wipe away.
Okay. Alright, that's too much. That's too much.
I'll see how far I could take that. But yeah, as they get to her, he has to have a double battle with her to get that badge. So he uses Talonflame and Frogadier. And after that battle, she tells him that Ash, Serena, Bonnie, and Clement are all going to be involved in some type of catastrophic event that happens in Kalos.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. It's just that, too.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, tells him that they're going to be involved in some type of catastrophic event. And says that Ash and Frogadier, once Frogadier evolves, will be tied together forever. Kind of foreshadowing this whole new evolution that they got going on.
Yeah, they forming together, and now it's going to be a Pokemon event, I think, this year about that. I was like, okay.
Now, I will point this out. X and Y did kind of let you know that this could happen. If you paid attention, there was somebody in, what was it? I think the Fairy-type gym leader's town. Lever City.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a man in there. I gotta remember which house it is, because I just played it last night. Let you know that, hey, there's a possibility of this cabin. Like he said, sometime in the past, Froakie just somehow turned into a human. Yeah, they dropped hints in the game.
That's creepy.
They dropped the hints in the game. So yeah, sometime after that, they run to Zygarde's little cell form.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So Bonnie little, has it in his bag with Dedenne.
Oh, cute little thing.
And they've also had the little runs with Team Flair as well.
Yeah.
During those little run-ins, Zygarde has transformed to his 10% form and 50% form.
This one's like the dog.
Dog is 10%. The one that we know about already.
Oh, yeah.
The little base 600 power one, that's 50%.
Wait, what's his... Oh. So the little sludge thing is 50%?
Hmm?
The sludge thing is 50%?
No, the cell thing is his core. The dog is his 10%.
Yeah.
The Zygarde that we know as of right now that we can catch in X and Y.
Oh, okay.
That's 50%.
That's 50%. Yes. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. All
right. So then along the way, Ash... Oh, wait. No, this was back. Way back. He runs into this trainer called, Sawyer. Mm-hmm. Who then kind of wants to catch up to Ash and kind of learn to be like Ash.
Oh, Lord.
Well, because he's new and he's taking notes on everything and how to battle and whatnot. At the time, he had a Trico and a Bagon.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a little subtle.
We going to get there. Trust me. So, the next time they meet up, I'm skipping over the part where he had a Groovile. So, now it's like he has Sceptile and Frogadier has now evolved into Greninja.
Oh.
Ash and Sawyer have a battle. Greninja and Sceptile are going at it real hard to the point where they really like, okay, no, I want to beat this motherfucker's ass real bad. So the first fight goes to Greninja. Just absolutely maul Sceptile.
With what?
I can't remember. But it beats it down. Basically, it was Ash being a better trainer. So then the second time they meet up, they have another battle. This time Sceptile wins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. It's a grass titan. Of course this shit wins.
You're using typings in the anime, man.
Then they don't use typings in the anime?
No, I say you're using typing logic in the anime. Like, that's how far is that going to... Don't... Trust me, it's not... you should know by now. It doesn't work that way. So then, let's see. Where am I at? So yeah, they get to the Wolfric, the final gym leader. Sawyer gets his badge. Ash goes to battle him, and he doesn't.
Okay.
All because, like, I think it was something that was happening between Ash and Greninja when that transformation that they go through.
Uh-huh.
Greninja was still kind of in that basic form of that transformation where he still had that whirlpool around him. And he didn't know, he was having trouble, like, getting all that strength out. So the Avalug that Wolfric used beat it. And then they kind of went their separate ways. Well, they didn't went their separate ways. Ash took Greninja to the nearest Pokemon Center. Then he went out into the snow. Greninja woke up, went out into the snow. They had the little come to Jesus moment where they said, okay, we're going to get stronger.
Come to Jesus moment. Is that when he went to the forest and started, he said, I'll be back, I'm going to take a walk or whatever. And he went to the forest and sat down.
In the snow. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, let's see. After that happens, they're finally able to bust through on that form. By the way, sometime before that, he challenges Diantha, the champion Diantha, to a battle.
She look good in this anime?
Yes, she do. Mm-hmm. A little bit. And almost beats her.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should she be a what, Gardevoir or what?
It was Greninja versus Gardevoir because they was trying to get Greninja's final form to actually come all the way through.
Uh-huh.
So when they did, it finally did, Gardevoir... Let me see. No. Greninja was fighting Gardevoir. Greninja wasn't laying a hit on Gardevoir. Gardevoir was beating the fuck out of Greninja.
Mm.
Greninja then kind of did his little transformation, but he was still within his whirlpool. Gardevoir tried to beat it again. No, now Greninja has the upper hand. So then Diantha and Gardevoir looked at each other, made evolve, cool. Then Greninja finally lets loose his full form. And just as soon as he's about to land the final blow, Ash and Greninja both kind of faint. It was kind of like a running thing because there's something going on in like a synchrony evolution,
mm-hmm.
where it's like they both feel the same pain. So like Greninja's hurting, Ash is hurting.
What pain?
From battle. So like if Greninja's leg hurts.
I'm like, all right.
So if Greninja's legs hurt, Ash's legs hurt.
Okay.
It happened again when he fought what's his name? Alon for the second time. So it's like Megacharizard versus Greninja when he was still in his Whirlpool form. Next thing you know, Ash just all of a sudden faints out of nowhere. Greninja's kind of fine, but it just it overwhelmed Ash, so they just called off the battle. See, that was like a little running storyline too. So that finally came through.
Oh wow.
So yeah, we reached the Kalos League. Alon, his first battle was against Trevor, the little boy who always wants to do Pokédex battles in X and Y. It was his Mega Charizard X versus his Mega Charizard Y. Trevor's Mega Charizard Y.
Oh.
Alon swept him.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. So basically, Alon is playing the role of Action Replay Tobias. He hadn't lost. He's only had to use Mega Charizard X throughout all these battles. Only Mega Charizard X. In the one battle he didn't, I think he won. No, you know, he's only really used Mega Charizard X.
Oh wow.
So now he made it to the finals. Ash had to beat Sawyer to make it to the finals. And Sawyer's team consisted of Slaking, Aegislash, Slurpluff, Salamence. There's somebody else. I can't remember who else. Let me see. Slaking, Aegislash, Slurpuff, Salamence, of course Mega Sceptile.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot remember who the final Pokemon was, but I don't care. So yeah, it basically comes down to Mega Sceptile versus Ash Greninja. And yeah, Ash Greninja won.
Oh.
Kind of decisively, nonetheless. So now we're at the point where it's Ash versus Alon, and it's going to be Pikachu, Ash Greninja, Hawlucha, Talonflame, Goodra, and Noivern versus Mega Charizard X, Tyranitar, Weavile, Bisharp, Unpheasant, and Metagross. All with the impending catastrophe coming from Team Flayer.
Claritza. Claritza.
Oh yeah, he did have Claritza. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a boy.
Yeah, he's a boy.
Oh shit. Okay. My bad. Oh wow.
So yeah, this episode will be airing in Japan on the 11th. Best believe when it finally comes out, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, they got a different name for Ash. They call him Satomos or something. Like
Satoshi?
That. Satoshi, yeah.
That's Ash translated from Japan.
Really?
Yeah. See, it has the word Ash in it. Satoshi.
Oh, it sure did on
mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't know that.
Dumbass.
Learn something every day.
But yeah, that's what's happening on Pokemon Kalos. Ash might actually win. And you know what? If he's going to lose, let it be a dominant victory. I don't want him to lose like on that last second, last two Pokemon standing, and then Greninja just faints and Ash has to be standing there looking over like, oh dang, I lost. I don't want it to be like the way Tobias did it, but it's not going to be that way. I don't want him to lose the way he did, like he did to Harrison.
I remember that.
When we thought Charizard beat Blaziken, and all of a sudden Blaziken stood up, and then man. I don't want it to be that. Be a dominant victory. It's not going to be, but at least, nah.
Alright, so Ash is stepping up in the game, huh?
Well, he's been stepping up, just, you know, fucked everybody up. Because remember, coming in, let's see. Indigo Plateau, he finished in the top 16 and lost because Charizard didn't want to battle. You don't remember that?
I'll say it again.
The Indigo League, first season of Kanto,
mm-hmm.
He lost in the Sweet 16 because Charizard didn't want to battle.
That's right. Yeah, he wouldn't listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then, let's see. He won Orange Islands. Johto, he beat Gary, but then lost to Harrison. Hoenn was the one where he lost to that Meowth. Yeah, this Meowth was tougher than the usual Meowths that we know about.
Oh, okay.
Stand up on two legs and everything. had a deep Meowth, had a meow.
Oh, wow.
It was a nigga meow.
Oh, man.
It was a full-blown nigga right there.
Oh, wow.
Using Thunderbolt, Night Slash. Like, yeah. Yeah.
What the heck?
This is a trained meow.
Oh, wow.
Look, basically puss in boots before puss in boots. Yeah. Literally, walking in boots. And a hat.
Oh, he had a hat,
yes,
too?
Yes. I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
Then Sinnoh came. He beat He beat Paul in probably one of the best Pokemon battles of all time before losing the action replay to Bias.
Mm. Paul was that cocky kid, wasn't he? Was that him?
Which cocky? Oh wait, yeah. The one with purple hair.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a reason why I said which one, and I'm gonna get to that.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the cocky kid, but he was a damn good trainer. And then Unova came, and basically everything that they did in Sinnoh, they just carbon copied over to Unova. So when I said which cocky kid, yeah, Ash's rival in Unova was this guy named Trip, and he was cocky too.
Ta-da. Okay, so it's like a never-ending trend, pretty much. It's always a trend that's gonna be.
No, they literally just carbon copied how they did Sinnoh. Took the good parts of Sinnoh, put it in Unova, and took the bad parts of Kanto and Johto and put it in Unova. So like Ash, how he learned how to use different types of strategies in Sinnoh,
yeah.
Like that when he would use Ice Aqua Jet with Buizel.
He would use Ice Aqua Jet?
A Pokemon would use Ice Beam, and Buizel would take that and turn it into an Ice Aqua Jet. So Buizel would use an Aqua Jet straight into Ice Beam. Have spikes coming out of that Aqua Jet. It'd be like a ice dagger and hits the Pokemon.
Okay.
Or like how Pikachu and Chimchar and Infernape would like use shields to defend themselves while attacking.
Yeah.
So Pikachu would use Thunderbolt while doing a Spinaroonie. So it creates a shield and a vortex at the same time.
Yep.
So yeah, they left all of that, and like Ash gets into Unova. His first day in Unova, he sees the Zekrom. Zekrom zaps the shit out of Pikachu. Pikachu can't use his electric attacks. Because he can't use his electric attacks, Ash then thinks it's okay to battle this one trainer, whose name is Trip, who's also cocky, who's got a Snivy. And Snivy beats the ever-loving crap out of Pikachu. Legit.
Wow. A Snivy.
Yes.
A Snivy.
A fresh Snivy. Fresh out the lab Snivy.
Wow, well, that's what Gil was trying to take on Zekrom.
No, the Zekrom just came out of nowhere.
Oh, he just came out of nowhere?
Yeah.
He's just flying free.
And that was never really touched on ever again.
He just came out of nowhere and just attacked whoever
it was up in the sky and just let loose a bolt of lightning and...
Oh, and he just hit them.
Yeah, yeah, hit Pikachu.
Oh.
Never touched on it again. Kind of like the Ho-Oh thing, but never touched on it again.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. He was in the rainbow and never did.
So then what happened after that? Then came on this never ending cycle of Ash trying to always beat Trip and Trip always winning, to the point where they finally met in the Unova League tournament. They were the first matchup.
Oh wow.
And it was a one Pokemon wins all, so it was like a 1-on-1 battle. You lose, you're gone.
Jeez.
So it's Pikachu versus Superior. Pikachu was getting his ass whipped again, and then Pikachu used the combo move of Electro Ball and Iron Tail at the same time to knock out Superior. You know it was bad.
Mm.
It was bad.
Well, Thursday is getting beat. Well, that is what it is.
Thursday, I want Ash to win that damn championship.
He doesn't win a championship at all.
And I get the reason why the creators wouldn't want him to, because then it would be like defeating the purpose of him being the very best that no one ever was. Problem is, he can't be the very best that no one ever was.
Right. Like, his thing says he's going to be a Pokemon master, but if you keep losing and not winning all these
games, ain't catching nothing either.
That either. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, so it kind of defeats the purpose. Like, you might as well just be alone, just to travel. That's pretty much it. Like, find a new hobby now. Because, I mean, pretty much Gary was on the verge of becoming a Pokemon man. He was better off than the Ash. He was catching and training.
And all, yeah, and I'm like, Ash is sitting here just in catching love with this. Comes. Yes. I'm like, man.
But yeah, we'll see you on Thursday.
Has yet to even try to attempt to catch a legendary. I think somebody tried to catch a Mewtwo at one point.
I was Red.
That was Red.
Origins, Pokemon Origins.
Oh, okay.
And he did.
Oh yeah, he actually did, didn't he?
Yeah. That was when his Charizard evolved into Mega Charizard X.
Ah. That was a good battle too. I like how they had the whole Mewtwo game voice or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty sweet. I was like, oh shit.
Well, that's what this episode was about. Just summary of if Ash can actually put it all together.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can, because this is his strongest regional team ever.
We'll see.
Well,
let's see what he does.
Let me see regional. Sinnoh might give him a run for his money. Because that team actually probably should have won too, but.
I don't know. That's when he had Serpier too, didn't he?
Mm-mm. That was, along with Pikachu, he had Buizel, Gliscor, Infernape, Torterra.
Oh, okay.
Staraptor.
I'm thinking a different region.
Yeah, Snivy and the Unova.
Oh, okay. Never evolved.
I think that Snivy didn't want to evolve.
He did not
want She did not. It was a girl Snivy. Yeah, because it was using the track on. When Ash tried to catch that Snivy, it was using the track on Pikachu and Oshawott and all of his Pokemon.
So it had to be a girl, yeah.
And then he threw out Pidove to go battle it. And Snivy tried to use a track on it again, and then Pidove wasn't affected by it. It was like, Pidove's a girl. He found out that both Snivy and Pidove were both girls.
Wow. What the heck, man? Wow. Okay. Did not want to evolve. Oh, never heard that before.
Oh, please. Pikachu?
Yeah.
Bulbasaur?
I'm talking about, oh.
Come on. What do you mean you haven't heard that before? That's more common in this grass type that they don't want to evolve.
Oh, man.
Bayleaf hasn't evolved yet.
Still Bayleaf.
Let's see. Yeah, Bayleaf still Bayleaf.
So his Trico's the only one that fully evolved, then.
Trico and, Turtwig.
Oh, yeah, Torterra, that's right. Yeah, only two, wow.
Let me see. His fire type. I was about to say, his fire types evolved, but no, they haven't.
Cause only still- Charizard and,
Charizard and Infernape.
Yeah. He didn't have an Amber. Somebody else had Amber, didn't he?
Who?
Somebody had Amber on it.
Ember?
Yeah, he had Amber, didn't he?
Or no, he had a Tepig. It's a Pignite.
Oh,
still.
Okay.
And that Pignite and Charizard are really cool, close friends.
Oh, wow.
Because Ash brought Charizard back in Unova after the League battles to battle Iris's Dragonite. And Iris, of course, showing you how bad that season was, she thought Charizard was a Dragon type.
For the longest.
Yeah.
Well, I guess because she'd never seen a Charizard before. Because, I mean, she was from that, that region. I guess the way he looks, you would think that he's a dragon type. But trying to be a dragon master, what's she trying to be? She should
that
know
right
all,
there. She let should you know. Yeah. She should have known.
Yeah, she should know all the dragons by now.
I mean, she said that, and Charizard and Dragonite both had this look on their face, like, you dumb bitch.
Even Dragonite knew, like, yeah, he's not a full dragon. Oh, wow.
Did you see that? I don't think I showed you that meme picture. Where it had, like, Charizard coming up to a table full of dragons. It had Dragonite, Goodra, Noivern, Garchomp, and somebody else. Just eating lunch at a table, asking, could he sit at the table?
And I said, no.
And Dragonite looks at, nah, this is dragon's only table. You're not still technically a dragon. Next thing you know, Executor's Alolan form, big ass neck. Hey, is this seat taken? Just flopping his neck down on it.
Oh, wow. Nah, send me that picture, though.
Okay. I think it was on Facebook. I gotta find it again.
Hold on. Mm-hmm.
But,
So you gotta tell me about this little love scene between him and Serena. So it's better than Misty's, huh?
It's more overt than Misty, but it's more so just Serena knowing that she loves Ash. Ash doesn't know it yet.
He's still oblivious.
Ash doesn't focus on that. And you should be able to relate to that, Mr. Oblivious.
Hey, this ain't about me, man. It's about Ash.
But yeah, okay, but how you gonna criticize Ash if you the same way?
I learned my mistakes. I learned them all. Ash has yet to learn his. I mean, he got it. Yes, but keep going. All right, explain to me, is it better than Misty's or not?
Yeah, way better.
Is she a better trainer than Misty?
No. Oh. God, no.
Whoa.
Look, man, Pokemon fucked up with Misty. Yeah. They made her the first girl trainer. Now we all think all the girl trainers that travel with Ash after that gotta be good. And they're not as good. Well, Iris is good. She's just annoying.
Yeah. Her voice is just...
Her catchphrase, "You're always acting like such a kid." Right before she does something kiddly.
Yeah. And what else? She do some other stuff too. That's just...
She also had an Excadrill and a Dragonite that acted the same way Charizard did the first season.
I remember that Excadrill. Yep. Well, it's a tough run for her, man. Tough run.
She'll live.
Yeah. Well, she ain't no more. So, did they show how they just split off all three of them? Her, Iris, and the green-haired dude?
They did. I didn't care for it.
So. They showed it.
I didn't care.
So, the ass. So, pretty much, he goes back to Palutown, or he just moves on to the next region?
He goes back to Palutown before he goes off to the next region.
Oh, okay. So, he sees his mom and his dad. Okay.
His mom and, Oak.
Oh, okay. Is his mom still there?
Yeah. Why wouldn't he be? Every time he goes back, he gets bombarded by Heracross and Muk. And then after he gets up from Nosu, here comes Bayleaf.
What about the Taurus? He still got all of them.
Oh yeah, they be coming too.
Was it like 100 of them or something? I'm like, Jesus, what were you doing?
And we couldn't see the episode because they had an episode with the gun in it.
Yeah, I remember that.
So like if you don't know, like we sitting here looking at this like, when the fuck you catch all these Tauruses?
Yeah. Right. Are they gonna ban it? At least play it on like Adult Swim or Toonami. I mean, I would like to see that episode.
And go online and watch it.
It doesn't exist. It's been banned. I've
seen the episode, so.
You seen it, but you just said you didn't see it. You saw it.
Sorry.
So you saw it?
Yeah.
So how did he catch all of them?
It was in a safari game. They were literally like the only Pokemon he could catch.
So that's all he did, is throw Pokeballs and start catching all of mm-hmm. these.
Matter of fact, hold on. I think Serebii. Oh, wait. I don't have any over here. I think Serebii might have pictures of the show.
Oh, wow. So how many is it? Was it 100 or was it just like.
It's like somewhere between 10 and 12.
Oh, okay.
That's why I look at him and go like, how do you know which Tauros you're getting? When he asks for send Tauros over. Which one? Mm-hmm. And how do you know the moves that they got?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll get back to watching a little bit.
This episode and probably the next couple of episodes that are coming up are going to be supposedly going to be good. Then you have Sun and Moon coming up in 3 months.
It's going to be a busy, busy fall.
What are you telling?
Not only Sun and Moon, we still got Pokemon Go. Still going strong. Mm-hmm. After that, all the fans of Kingdom Hearts, all the fans of Final Fantasy coming out too.
Man, that's coming back out again?
Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
15? Hell yeah, I got that mug on pre-order, man. Dang. Got that mug on pre-order. Shoot, at the GameStop too. I pre-order Kingdom Hearts already on Amazon. So I got it shipped all the way up to the apartment, ready for
it. Dang, I remember the last time I played Final Fantasy was when it was back on the Dreamcast.
Oh, Jesus.
Nah, because it was like the only, well, it was one of the only few games they had when me, Brandon James, and all of our families would get together at Miss Alberta's house. It was like the only game that we had along with some of the NFL games.
Dang, boy. Mm. Yeah, a lot has changed.
Yeah, I bet.
It's a lot more complicated than back then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back then, I could never win, but I always at least got second or third place.
Oh, wow.
Who, what, where, when, oh, my. Oh, it's just you.
It's me.
No, it's YouTube notification.
Mm. So, yeah, man. What else is coming out? Hitman, come out with another game.
Yeah.
2K17.
Which one? Oh, wait, yeah, WWE.
Yeah. And basketball, too.
Yeah, NBA.
It's just a lot, man. It's a lot, man. This one cat GameStop, he's like, man, I told my girlfriend, I said, when August hits, don't even bother, even, because I'm just going to be busy.
Yeah.
Like, and, yeah. Like, if we go out to dinner, it's going to be McDonald's or Burger King. I'm going to be broke. So I was like, damn, dude. So I'm going to have enough for rent, weed, and games. So I was like, wow.
Being honest.
I was like, man, that's hilarious.
I don't went and rolled in Domino's Pizza Rewards. So it was like every 6 pizzas, I get a free one.
You get a free one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm very curious about Sun and Moon, man. It's looking really good. Really good. You can see the legs. You can see the whole body.
You can see the whole body in X and Y.
Yeah, but not fully death like this one. Okay. So. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. You got some new Pokemon, which
you got a Donald Trump Pokemon.
A Donald Trump Pokemon.
Yeah. What? Gumshoes. Look at what Gumshoes look like. Young Goose's evolution.
Zangoose. Oh, you
no.
Said, oh, I'm about to say whose evolution?
Young Goose.
Young Goose. Okay, what's the guy's name?
Gumshoes. So it's Gumshoos, I think.
Oh, shit.
They don't like Donald Trump. Because his hair is huge. Really? It's huge. It's the best Pokemon out there. Guaranteed.
Oh, shit. Alright. So
Gumshoos, I think. I might be misspelling that, but I'm gonna find it. Oh no, I'm right.
Gumshoes, you're right. Let's see what the image is here.
They don't like Donald Trump. Boy, are we fucked up as a country. Mm-hmm.
Hold on,
you get pictures yet?
Yeah, give me a minute. It's still
okay,
minute.
Well, look at this one.
Woo! Wow. Oh, I seen him. Yeah, I just never thought he looked. Wow.
Dead on like Donald Trump.
Wow, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. And what type is he?
Normal.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was supposed to be having totem Pokemon too.
So I mean,
one of them.
So how many Pokemon has been confirmed? Well, how many is it going to be? Is it going to be another 100?
I don't know if they're going to count Alolan form Pokemon as new Pokemon.
Yeah,
so
that's
I don't
true.
Know.
Yeah. Vulpix is going to be a
ice type. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
It's going. Vulpix is going to be an ice type. Ninetales is ice fairy. Sandslash and Sandshrew, Ice Steel.
Yeah, I wonder what they're gonna do with the stats.
That's not gonna be good, type wise.
Ice and
Steel. That's not good. Four fire, times weakness to fire. Four
fighting.
Times weakness to fighting.
Jesus.
I mean, ground type's got to be careful, but it can still hit super effective.
Yeah, I just gotta see what his ability is gonna be. And
I think it's a Snowcloak. All of it is Snowcloak.
All of it is, even Ninetales.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course, Alolan Exeggutor with that big ass neck. How the hell that became a dragon, I don't know.
Who did?
Exeggutor. Alolan Exeggutor.
Let me think for a second.
The picture I sent you. After saying, what in the bloody blue fuck is Exeggutor? Because I don't usually complain about Pokemon appearances like you do, but that one was just like, what the fuck?
Oh, Exeggutor. Yeah. Why does he have a tail?
The fourth head for it.
There's a head on it?
Yeah.
Why is he dragging?
That's the thing I'm looking at. Like,
it's supposed to be like a palm tree or something. I'm like, okay.
You could make him grass ground?
Yeah, that would work because he'd be stationed.
Right.
That makes more sense over in, especially if it's supposed to be a theme, Hawaiian theme. Like, and then he's dragging. And
I don't know. Marowak is also probably going to be getting Alolan form.
Okay. He needs something.
Because I saw one of the island leaders is a fire type guy, and he has a Marowak, so I'm thinking, okay, he's got to be a fire.
Yeah. Fire something, maybe fire ground.
You can do fire ground. For a fire ground, fire rock.
Wow, Exeggutor, really?
Oh, Volcanion's
coming out.
Actually, I think he's out already. Cause I just saw on Cerebi that the event started for him. Go to GameStop to get it
today.
It started like I think last week.
I could have sworn Arceus was this whole month.
You gotta get, I think it's an online thing. Hold on, let me see.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, let me get on Cerebi. Oh, Jesus. You getting blood over there?
I did. How to get Volcanion via. Oh, wait, no, that's something old. Oops.
Oh, Wednesday, Pokemon X and Y, Aurora's Volcano event.
Oh, wait, hold on. In October visit. Well, fuck it. I don't know. All I saw was it said something about, I don't know if it was for the United States or not, but.
Yeah, it's going to be in October.
Okay.
Level 70.
With Assault Vest and Steam Eruption.
Flamethrower Hydro Pump Explosion. Solvez, yeah, so it's gonna be in October. Mm-hmm. Italy's supposed to be getting it, don't care. At GameStop. Sweet. Anybody else coming out? Oh, he has arms. That's what's up. Oh, shit. I mean, what, arms on the thing on his back?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, it's gonna be busy. Man, I wonder if I should have enrolled in school. This shit. Man. Because Final Fantasy going to take up some time.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom Hearts is. Grand Theft Auto's getting another update. Pokemon Sun and Moon coming out. Dang. Man. It's going to be a hell of Pokemon events up there for at Bowling Green. I know that.
I'll probably come up there and get in some of that action.
I know. I know. I'm gonna go back to the club.
You ready for that battle?
No. Not at all. I haven't been working like I should have. I've been trying to get this team ready for this event coming up.
What event? Oh, the Unova Classic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Got my team ready now, so.
Alright.
Sucks I can't use that Mega Blastoise, but it'll be alright. Find somebody else. Ain't a big deal.
I did blatantly tell you that you couldn't use Megas, and yet you still came into that battle with all intents and purposes trying to use Mega Blastoise.
I did not hear that. Did not hear that you said no.
I sent you in text saying no Megas.
Oh, no, in text. Oh, okay. I ain't read it.
I figured, because all you saw was triple battle. Like, I'm in. That's all you saw. You saw triple battle. I'm in.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, man. And you just, win three battles and you get to go. And, competing at least three battles.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the, the prize?
I don't know yet. I gotta still get my Garchomp.
You still haven't got that?
From, Cynthia.
Oh.
From the last one, the Sinnoh Classic.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm competing in all these tournaments. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to as well.
Well, you've missed out on some good ones, but...
I know. It was a real good one, too. What was the last one? It was...
Sinnoh Classic Double Battles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to be interesting. Especially with these new Pokemon out, too. There's a bug or electric steel type out there.
Yeah, it's always been electric steel type.
True, but this one, though, I'm not sure what his stats
are. I like his ability, though. Iron Barbs.
Oh. It's not bad at all. Yeah.
It's unlike Magneton and Magnezone, it makes you afraid to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that there's another bug electric type.
So you mean to tell me, if Pokemon was real,
mm-hmm.
if God said, you know what, Pokemon world is going to be now.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world is Pokemon. You wouldn't have not one bug type at all. Well, now again, they are like 4 foot.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Probably can kill you.
Yeah.
Especially Beedrill.
And Scyther.
And Scyther.
And Pinsir.
And Pinsir.
And Heracross.
Oh, yeah.
And Scizor.
Oh, yeah. Very
good. Don't forget Dustox.
You put some thought into it, didn't you?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, ladies
and gentlemen. Do I need to keep running down the lines of Pokemon that could possibly kill you?
Your host here, Matthew.
Don't forget.
It's afraid of bugs. So.
Don't forget Galvantula.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a huge ass spider.
Mm hmm. And Ariados.
Don't go at night.
Oh, Beautifly is actually a killer, even though it looks innocent.
Oh, yeah.
Read his Pokedex entries. That little. Tongue thing,
I know. I read that. I was like, that's some dark stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, what?
Venomoth.
Oh, yeah, Venomoth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could poison you to death, man.
Oh, yes.
That's why you need to have one. Instead of being afraid, embrace it. Become.
You want to know how I'll embrace it?
You have a fire type, a flying type. What else? Electric type.
A rock type. A steel type.
Oh, wow.
Essentially, I'm going to have my Swiss Army knife known as Electros right there. It's going to know Flamethrower. It's going to know Thunderbolt. It's going to know Flash Cannon. And Acid Spray just to burn them all.
Oh, that's so terrible.
I don't care.
All the we in the hood. You see all these Houndooms and Houndoors running around.
I'd be cool. Well, actually, no, they dogs, so I still kind of be like.
Yeah, they dog, but they breathe fire, though.
Okay. Come on, Salk.
What else? It'd be crazy because the legendaries would be real. Groudon could probably destroy the whole world. So is Kyogre.
That's why I said if Pokemon was a real world, don't put me in Kalos and don't put me in Hoenn.
That's some terrible stuff too.
Because they too easily controlled.
And then Rayquaza. Yeah, think about it. Try to find out about Pokemon. Uh-huh. Let me go after Kyogre and Groudon.
And if he pisses them off.
Oh, shoot. There goes the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
We either going to burn up, or we either going to drown.
or maybe deprived of oxygen because of Rayquaza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But then he might be too busy dealing with Deoxys.
Yeah. Deoxys wouldn't be so bad, though. It wouldn't be so bad.
Deoxys wouldn't be bad?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Unless NASA wants to do some stuff to it.
This isn't like the game, man. This thing can't switch forms regularly if it's not in the game.
I don't know.
So you can go from attack form to defense form.
Yeah.
Snap your hat.
See, you go in attack form. Oh, shoot. No, you cannot outrun that thing.
Okay. Yes. Shoot. Damn. What fighting type can learn Sucker Punch? Fuck that, no. What steel type can learn Sucker Punch?
Hmm. None, I don't think.
Yeah, there's a steel type at the Lucario.
Oh, well. Hold on now. I don't think Lucario can. Nobody can.
Toxicroak, I know you have 4x weakness, but come on, Sucker Punch.
Oh,
that's my
man.
Catchphrase. Sucker Punch this bitch, let's go. Sucker Punch this bitch.
Yeah, like you said, his transformation, you can go in defense form.
Okay.
He got high defense.
But look, if he's attacking, he's already in his attack form. Sucker Punch is before you even transform.
Yeah, but he can switch just like that, though.
But if you're already attacking me, I gotta hit my attack first.
I'm gonna be on the porch laughing at you. Oh, man.
You're gonna be on the porch laughing. I'm gonna be taking up solace inside Bronzong, like, get me out of here.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Okay. So, if Pokemon was real, you're six, who would you take a journey with?
If I had to pick six Pokemon?
You had to have a first one. Who would that be? It has to be a little baby.
So I start off with a Mudkip.
Yeah, as usual. Yeah.
I mean, come on, which one? What other starter Pokemon has a better purpose in the real world than Swampert when he's fully evolved?
All of them do.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Swampert can swim.
I'm aware.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Also swim through muddy water.
I'm aware.
Can bathe in muddy water.
I'm aware.
Can sense when Wayne is approaching.
I'm aware. What the? You been doing research on this thing? What have you been doing?
It's my.
It's not real. I mean, he's
just stop. Stop. You asked me which Pokemon was.
Oh my god!
And how do you not know? I don't know this much about Swampert. It's my favorite Pokemon. What are you surprised about? It's not
real. All right, continue. All right, so you have Swampert.
Okay.
And who else? Walking along, you move from your hometown, in the city, whatever. And you're on your journey. Mm-hmm. You got Swampert, you got Mudkip. So who else are you going to add to the team?
Next Pokemon I'm going to try to add is Skarmory. Right out the gate, I'm going to go get Skarmory. Right out the gate.
Oh,
if wow. not him, does it look? Because I can't get Talonflame because I can't fly on it.
Yeah, it's kind of small, yeah.
So if not Skarmory, then I need me a flyer right off the bat.
Yeah, cause you
well, for traveling purposes, more so than the bug Pokemon. Look, if I wanted something for the bug Pokemon, let me see if I go find me a wild Infernape. But now, if I choose six Mudkip, then go get me a Skarmory, then go find me some electric Pokemon. Probably electric or.
Now, don't forget, when you swim in the water, don't forget Wailords in the sea and ocean and all that. Don't forget that now.
You think I'm fucking afraid of a Wailord?
Dude, you know how big a Wailord is?
So, where do you think they're going to be at?
In the sea and ocean.
Okay, where the fuck do you think I'm going to be at?
So, you're just going to stay in the city within the city?
Yeah, that's why I said I'm going to be a flying type. So, I all can right. fly.
Okay.
Fly over that thing, eh? Nah, man.
All right, hopefully you'll run into a Zekrom just about, or
we'll do our best.
That'd be terrible for you, boy. That'd be terrible. Where you at, man? Man, nigga, I see a
Zekrom. I'm in the Bermuda Triangle. Come find me. This nose fan standing next to me is getting on my nerves.
Oh man,
he keeps pointing north, but I don't know how to get there.
Oh shoot, dude, that would be so hilarious if we were all, man, it would just be funny, man, it really would. Alright, so Skarmory, Swampert, said you're electric type, who would be electric type?
I'd probably go with Ampharos.
Oh, that's a good solid.
If it's dark, I can always have him shine up his light.
On his tail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Alright, that's a three, who's your four?
Shit. For real world purposes, let's see. I would then go and get. Need a fire type.
Yeah, because you gotta get. Do something with the bugs, man.
Skarmory, teach Ampharos rock power gem. Ice punch for Swampert. Covered.
Yeah.
Ice punch or ice beam. We're covered.
Oh, man.
But just because I want to overkill, let's go ahead and get me a fire type. Fuck that, no.
Because Infernape's in the jungle now. He's a monkey. Zoos won't exist at all.
Cool.
Zoos would not exist.
Shit. Who would I?
Because if zoos exist, Pokemon will start killing humans.
If zoos exist.
Yeah, what Pokemon? Well, I could see Seal and Dugong.
There you go.
But eventually they'll team up and take over and escape.
Unless the zookeeper has an electric type on him.
Yeah, but then what about the other Pokemon? You got the monkeys, which would be Infernape.
And Primate.
Primates and all that. And then who else? Slay King would be in there too. There's a Sloth.
Okay, first off, Slay King and Snorlax, you gotta be aware that they ain't gonna move as fast as you want them to.
What else? Then what about snakes? Arbok, as huge as he is?
That's why I have Skarmory. I'm telling you, that steel flying covers a lot.
Oh,
it covers a lot. And look, Swampert's ground.
I'm aware. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I look. Those two are my first two because they cover a lot.
Yeah.
Not only do they cover each other, but they cover a whole plethora of them.
All right, so you need a fourth.
Come on, Gabite. So I can evolve into a Garchomp.
Alright, okay. Who's your fifth?
Fifth would be Arcanine.
Yeah. That's man's best friend right there. Cannot go wrong. And you can ride that thing too? Mm-hmm.
Look, here's the fucked up problem about that though. I hate dogs.
So, I forgot. So,
right, like there's no problem with that.
He gonna make you his bitch.
Nigga, the Swampert.
Oh, hello. Wow.
I told you those two cover a lot.
That dog is big though.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
six foot seven.
Jesus. That's just about as tall as this room. Just about.
Yeah. A little shorter.
Man, how big that dog will be, though. That's crazy. You can't even put a leash on it. You have to train it real hard as a growlie.
Mm-hmm.
who's already, like, what, 3-4 foot already?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you need a, what we have? Five? The fifth one?
No, because I have Swampert, Skarmory, Garchomp, Arcanine, so yeah, I do need a fifth.
Hmm.
Come on, Rose Raid.
Oh, where you go? All right. Okay. Yeah, so you can detect like poison in the forest or whatever. So you can absorb it pretty much.
I want you to realize something about my team. Its main purpose is to defend me from bugs.
Oh my goodness!
Main purpose. Oh. Look at all their typings. Look at all their typings.
You scared son of a
bitch. Hey, no bug type moves be super effective on me.
Oh, God. That would be scary, though.
Mm-hmm.
A big drill about that big, though. Man.
And then my sixth Pokemon probably be Scrafty.
Have a little buddy to walk with.
Nah, just a little thief to go get me something when I need it.
It's because he's dark, isn't he?
Well, I mean, he does have a hoodie.
Shit. That is terrible.
Watch this, and have him go around spray painting Black Lives Matter.
Oh, well, man. Look,
I can't say in Weavile because that's just a little bit too dark. That's an extremist.
Yeah,
nah,
man,
I want to see
some killing stuff. Mm-hmm. Man. That's some ninja stuff. Man.
Although it'd be hard to catch Weavile.
Yeah, well, that fast the thing can move. Shoot.
Look, Scraps could at least take hits. And if it needs, look, and if he needs to bounce it back, raise up those pants. Like,
oh man, let's go. Oh wow, that's such a nigga Pokemon. Man. And he sags too. Oh wow.
Scraggy sags. Scrafty doesn't sag.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's just extra skin.
Oh, man. All right, let's see. Of course, I'll start off with Larvitar.
Mm-hmm.
Such a cute thing. And then a Tyranitar. So if I go in a cave, he let everybody know. Like, hey, ain't gonna mess with me. Tyranitar.
Okay.
Of course, second would be Phoebus.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta go fishing, man. Get my Phoebus. Yeah. It has to be a girl. I'll name her Calypso. Third would be, I'll tell you about that later.
Okay.
I'll tell you about that later. Some guy came with this idea at GameStop. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why later. Next would be, let me get Pidgeot. big enough bird. He could probably carry me. I'm not gonna grow no more.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just about, you know, he's about an inch shorter than me. And he probably hold my weight.
Don't forget y'all carrying a backpack.
Oh, that's right. Well, okay, not Pidgeot then. Shoot. Let me get a Crobat. Yep, catch a Zubat while I'm in the cave with Tyranitar. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna catch a Zubat.
Okay.
Make it to a Crobat. Yep. And can't ride him.
I was about to say, like, just so you know, you can't ride him.
Can't ride him, no. What we got, three?
Look, using real life logic, not Pokemon logic.
I know, yeah. That's the third one. Let's see.
I need to stop messing with knives. Yeah. So I always like just playing with them, but I never really close them back properly.
Yeah, if you catch it, so that's on you, man.
I'm cool with that.
let's see. The bug's going to probably be a problem.
I just shaved off a lot of hair.
I know, it's very sharp, man.
Wow, cool.
What else? Shoot. Let me get wheezing. Get a coughing. No, I got a poison type.
So you want to breathe in all that smoke? Go ahead and just start smoking, man.
Y'all see me? Damn, you look bad, man. What's wrong with you? Letting all this toxin, I'm breathing it in. And so you're almost on my deathbed.
Yeah, you close this.
And then, what else? I need a fire type. I don't know. I don't have a six. Can't do it. It's hard, too hard to think. But all I know is that Tyranitar, my low taking Crobat. Gotta go with them. Oh, of course. Get my man Alakazam. Yeah, gotta go Alakazam, man. Old school cat. Have a full beard and everything. We touch each other's mustaches and oh man, it'd be cool. That's it, I'll just stay with the four.
Alright, cool.
Yeah, just stay with the
four. I got me a full serviceable team right here. Skarmory can fly. Garchomp can go under land if I need him to. Swampert can track Garchomp while he's underneath the land and in the sea. Scrafty can go take stuff from me if I want him to. And best believe I'm gonna have him ready to face off those fairy types.
Oh, Jesus.
And if all else fails, ain't no bug type coming up against me.
What if a bug wants to just be with you? It wants to be in your team and all the... You just kill it.
If it ain't Scyther that wants to immediately evolve into a Scizor, then you can fuck off.
Dang. That's cold.
And Scyther, look, okay, what other bug type you thinking of? Because I'm not going in the desert to catch Volcarona.
You ain't gonna do that?
Nah.
The Swampert can last in the desert. It should.
It can't. No, it can.
Yeah, that's what I said. It should. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I want to go and get it.
You don't
want to
go? You have safety goggles on.
My team is built for to bugs. Fend off all bugs. That means my Swampert will be knowing either Rock Slide or Stone Edge.
Okay.
Skarmory is already known to have a bird type move to begin with. Garchomp will have either Rock Slide, Stone Edge, or Fire Fang, or Flamethrower. Arcanine, Fire type. Enough said. Rose Raid, Poison type, so I'll use a Poison type move or Weather Ball if it's hot outside. Just like it would be in a perfect time for the summer, too. Oh, if it's hot outside, Weather Ball.
Weather Ball. You know how hot is it outside? Mm-hmm. Be a lot of damage too.
And then Scrafty right there with another Rock Slide. Or Smackdown.
Oh man, you thought about this.
No, this is all off the top of the dome. Actually, hold on, I take that back. I've been new Swampert and Skarmory. Those are the first two. Like if I don't have any other six Pokemon, those first two right there covers a lot.
Oh gosh. Oh, that's hilarious.
Alright, well, I'm babbling on long enough. Time to end this shit. This has been the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. You can listen to us on Podomatic at csyw.podomatic.com. You can also find us on iTunes or in the Google Play Store under the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. That is Cartoon Something, the C is capital, the S is capital, you know, and it's capital Y-O-U-K-N-O, capital W, straight into the whatever. So Y, capital Y-O-U, K-N-O, capital W, H-A-T-E-V-R-E. Ooh, V-E-R. Fuck up.
Anywho. I was waiting for you to fix that.
At least I caught it right off the bat. But yeah, this has been Matthew and that peanut-shaped nigga over here, Orlando. Sign off, nigga. Goodbye, folks!
You suck.
I know I do. But I also blow. And I can give good blow dick, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.